Hi there, she says sheepishly. Lol. So yes, this is the very, 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 very all caps belated March episode of the Nano Book Cast. I have no excuse other than time and days, and just all meaning of time and days has gotten away from me. So here we are. But this is the promised list of books that I'm looking forward to in 2022. So I hope that's interesting to you and that I hope that inspires you to read a few new books. Now, before I do get into the list, I want to get a disclaimer off my chest. I have a large number of books on my bookshelf right behind where I'm recording this podcast right now that I have bought on random occasions and not read till now. So a large part of my focus this year in 2022 and even 2023, because the set of books is that large, is going to be on reading books from that very shelf so that I'm reducing the books. I can give away the books I don't like, to a secondhand store or something like that. And so that, I don't have books just sitting on my shelf. So a large part of my focus this year will be reading these books. But nonetheless, there are some books that I'm excited about and that I'll break my rule of reading books I already possess for. So here we go. And it's in chronological order because we're respectful in this house or show. Really depends on what you want to call this. I think it's a house that's recording a show. You know what? Ignore me. Now, because I'm a lazy bum, there's a whole set of books that I've been looking forward to that are already out. So let's start with those books. And the first book on that list is To Paradise by Hanya Yanagihara. I mean, I'm sure that I'm still crying from A Little Life, which is written by the same author that I read back in, I think, 2018 or 2019. It was a tome of a book, like 700 pages. And I remember crying through the entirety of the book. So apparently, I don't like myself enough that now that I heard she's written a new book, I'm like, yes, of course, I would like to cry for another 700 pages or so. So, of course, this book is on my Libby. And of course, I asked for it 2 days after it was released, and it has like a 12-week waiting list. So let's hope I get to it. The second book is Recitatif, a story by Toni Morrison. I might have pronounced the name wrong, but you can check the show notes for the actual book name. I haven't read any of Toni Morrison's work at all and have been lambasted about that fact by many of my friends. So maybe this can be my starter. It's also a short story, so a good way of to like whet my appetite and check it out. But if you, like others in my friend circle, are also offended that I have not read Toni Morrison's work, please let me know and like recommend a book I can start with. Now, the third book is one by Margaret Atwood. Now, Margaret Atwood takes on burning questions in her aptly titled book of essays called Burning Questions. Do I really need to say more? It's a compilation of her essays from 2004 to 2021, and I am intrigued to see that 17 years of history play out in Margaret, why, and like read about how Margaret has interpreted them. I think it's a really interesting way of like getting someone's opinion on like the past 17 years, such as US elections, natural disasters, etc., and just get it from her perspective. So yeah, it's definitely something again that is on my Libby list, and I'm waiting for it to become available. Now, the fourth book is a book by Sabah Tahir. I came across Sabah Tahir when I was wondering if there were any South Asian science fiction writers, and turns out there are. And unfortunately, I haven't read her science fiction work, but her new book is an intergenerational YA fiction, which is like right up my alley because yes, I'm still a young adult even though I'm 30. But yes, that's definitely right up my street and definitely a book I'm interested in reading. And it's a book titled All My Rage. Now, the next book is one I have already read and, in fact, pre-read. Wink, hint, wink, wink. I'm so fancy. It's titled Dating Dr. Dil by Nisha Sharma. I received this book before its release via NetGalley, and I devoured this book instantaneously, like instantaneously. Having just returned from New Jersey when I got a hold of this book, it filled me with such great delight to see New Jersey references in the book, like references to Hoboken and its distance from, the suburbs of New Jersey. And it was just such a delightful read because of that as well. And it's also my way of continuing to indulge in romance books from 2022, but romance books with more representation. Yes, people, Bridgerton, but in book form where Kathani Sharma exists in pages. It's a story of two stubborn brown people falling in love. That should ring many an alarm bells for everyone. It's also the whole fake marriage, but then they fall in love trope, which, like, of course, why would you not want to read that? what more could you really want? Like, it has all of this with a desi twist. It has nosy aunties, it has lehengas aplenty, and like, you know, just 40 pound lehengas running around crazy. I also personally think, and I will flatter myself by saying this, that I can cosplay as Kareena Mann for Halloween. So stay tuned for that. Hello there. This is Nana from the future. If you're wondering what NetGalley is, it's a website that contains digital galley proofs of books, some of which have not been released yet, so that they can be reviewed by influencers, by book reviews, etc. And that's, you can go on, put in your credentials, put in your social media, etc., if you're not associated with a newspaper or magazine or something, and you can just request books and you can possibly get those books to review as well. Now back to the episode. Now, another book that I've already read, again, via NetGalley, is The Candy House by Jennifer Egan. Jennifer Egan does a phenomenal job of proving out the ramifications of tech governing our lives. This is something that's already happening, right? Your calendar is associated with your phone. Your banking is associated with your phone. Your social life is associated with your phone. And so tech is really starting to govern our lives and dictating what decisions we make. And so this book might seem very futuristic, but it really hits a lot closer to home. In this book, we learn about a company called Mandala and their product, Own Your Own Unconscious, that is all about externalizing your memory so that it can be uploaded to something called the collective unconscious, and so that other people can help share and relive your memories from your perspective. And it talks about how now that this product is out there, how it's taken over the world. We learn about the different people who are affected by the product, from the anthropologist whose idea actually led to the product, all the way to the company's founder. I definitely found this book challenging because it kept jumping back and forth between timelines, and I'm not very good at retaining a timeline in my head, which made this book a difficult read because I had to slow down and absorb the timeline a little bit more. However, the ideas and the questions posed by this book, you know, via the characters and their stories, are definitely worth thinking about, especially if you live your life via tech, which, let's be honest, everyone does. I haven't read any of the other work by Jennifer Egan, and I know that this book is a sequel in a series called The Goon Squad, but I'm definitely interested in going back and reading it. And for those of you who might be deterred by the fact that this book is a sequel, the story is very well contained, and you can definitely read it like I did without having read the prequel. So it's definitely a book that's already out and one that I was excited to read and one that I'm excited that I did read. So that's a wrap on the books that are already out in 2022. And now let's look at upcoming books, again in chronological order. Now, I read two of Emily Henry's books last year and fell in love with them. So obviously I have to read her new book, Book Lovers, when it comes out this year. And further on, to add to that, it seems to be about book lovers. So love, book lovers, I would be stupid to not read it, basically. The next book is one that was highly anticipated on every 2022 book list that I was looking at. It's titled Love Marriage and is by Monica Ali. I'm going into this book with zero expectations. I'm just hoping to read a heartwarming and funny story about marriages. So I hope that holds. Now, the next book is one that I've also already read via NetGalley, but it's not available yet. And yes, I will talk about NetGalley a lot in this podcast because I feel fancy having read books that are not out yet. This book in particular is called The Emma Project by Sonali Dev. It takes inspiration from Jane Austen's Emma and is set in the world of Indian expats in the Bay Area in California. So it's delicious in every way possible. And again, the main character is named Nana, so make of that what you will. So yeah, why would I not read this book? It has everything that, you know, entertains me. Narcissism to my name, Jane Austen, the Bay Area where I live, though I don't delight in it. But, you know, read this book. It's great. Now, next, I haven't actually read any of Champa Lahiri's work, so take this recommendation with a pinch of salt. I heard that her new book is coming out this year, and it's called Translating Myself and Others. And I thought it might be a good place to start. I don't know. I'm definitely intrigued by it. Now, another book on my list is This Time Tomorrow by Emma Straub. It's a story of a woman who travels back in time to gain a new perspective on her father's life and her relationship with him. As someone who spent a lot of time this year and the last year reflecting on her relationship with her parents, this is definitely a book that interests me. I feel like I might have a lot of points where I associate with the protagonist. So definitely one that I really want to pick up and read. Now, let's talk about You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty by Akweke Emezi. I will be honest, the thing that kind of like got me interested in this book is the fact that this book's movie rights have already been sold and the book isn't even out yet. And so that's definitely intriguing. And then it's the title, right? You Made a Fool of Death with Your Beauty. I'm assuming it's about incredibly beautiful people or something along those lines. So I'm going into this book not having read the synopsis, but definitely interested by the cover, the title, and just by the intrigue surrounding the book. So that's my recommendation. Now, I still haven't read My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Otessa Mushfeg. So her new book, Lepwona, is already on the top of my list, along with her new book that's coming out later this year. I have heard lovely things about her previous book, and I'm definitely interested in reading her new work as well. So hopefully both of them can become available on my Libby soon. Now, the last two books that I wanted to talk about are books by acclaimed Pakistani writers. First is Mohsin Hamid. His new book, The Last White Man, comes out later this year. And the next is Best of Friends by Kamila Shamsi. Now, unfortunately, I am on the list to get both of these books by NetGalley, but they rejected me for The Last White Man. That's okay. And I'm hoping that I can read The Best of Friends before it comes out because I'm very, very excited. I'm genuinely excited to own and read both of these books as they're by authors who have shaped my reading journey when I was back in Pakistan. Psst. Hi, Nana from the future again. If you want to read more Pakistani authors, you should go listen to episode 11 from season 1 of my podcast to get some ideas on Pakistani authors and books that you can read. You're welcome. And that's that. That's a wrap on a very belated episode of the Nana Bookcast. For links to all the books that I've mentioned, you can go to nana.app/season2-3. So that's nana.app/season2-3. And as always, you can leave feedback by reaching out to me personally or via podcast@nana.app. I hope you're staying safe, and here's to more on-time podcast episodes for the rest of 2022. I will see you soon. Hopefully very, very soon. In fact, hopefully you will be able to listen to the April podcast episode like within a week. Fingers crossed. Bye.